stick.
And here we go. Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Pizza Box mic here. I got Jason over there running the board. Things are going to be good. Hey, you know, what a perfect example of how seasons sometimes can portray what's going on in the world. Like, you know, this is the fall, right? And the leaves are falling.
Yeah.
And so is justice and democracy in the United States. Yeah, but, you know, see, I've been ready for this. Because you got to go back 2011, 2012. We didn't turn things around. We couldn't get rid of Walker. Well, you know, there were quite a few people at that point that said, democracy's dead.
And that was really disturbing.
Yeah, and they were right, you know. So, you know, that. Because they killed democracy, we should all just go home, right? Anyway, I mean, look at what's going on. This really bothers me, what's going on in the courts. And I don't mean like the political courts. I mean like these, you know, white supremacy, racism, murder trials that are going on in this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, after watching this last week, that's what we're... Rittenhouse isn't on trial. Racism and white supremacy is on trial, and it's winning, folks. When you get a cornhole judge like that, Bruce Schrader, right? Can't call these guys any murdered victims. We can only call them rioters, looters, and arsonists because they were part of a demonstration against police brutality against unarmed non-white people. Right? Was it that critical race theory stuff? Well, hey, I've been speaking the truth for a long time. That's what critical race theory is, nothing other than a fancy little acronym for the truth. The truth about American history.
Yeah, that was my friend put out there. Put critical race theory equals translated actual American history.
I had a few of them too. I was like American history revised with facts, all that. And I got to, you know, so anyway, we got these trials going on and this, you know, and then watching his family, you know, watching him cry up there on the stage was such a fakey. I mean, that wasn't even good for, dude, you'll never get a job on a soap opera. I can tell you that right now.
How is it? Can I ask you one quick thing? And I don't want to derail the show, but I got to ask you this.
No,
because
you're
I had
part of this show, damn it.
I had this happen to me just recently too, where someone I came out and said some things on my Packers show that I do with my brother about Aaron Rodgers and basically addressed, you know, a bunch of the stuff he said and misinformation, all this stuff, and questioned it. And then right away, someone started telling me I'm part of the problem, dividing people, attacking me, telling me it's my religion, you know. Progressive values. That's not progressive values. It's your cult religion, and it's clouding your mind and all this stuff. And I'm like, you don't know jack squat about me, number one. But the thing is, then I turned around and addressed it. And I said, look, we got some people trolling us. And then the person came back with a comment and said this. Well, if you're just going to... I'm a troll now, huh? Just because I said that I didn't agree with you, or I thought you went too far, and so I'm unsubscribing and I'm leaving. And so you come from people who come at you with all this anger and hate, and then all of a sudden they flip it around and they're the victim, Mike. How does that happen?
That's the aggressive passive.
How does that happen?
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because you remember when the intro for my show was, you know, there's a reason why they won't allow me on Facebook. I'm off Facebook for 30 days.
You're grounded again.
Yeah. Guess what it was about?
What did you...
Aaron Rodgers and his girlfriend, right?
Oh, okay.
So I've put up all these, you know, comments about Rodgers, you know, and nothing happened to me. But here's what happened. Okay. And yeah, we're off the subject. It doesn't matter, man, because this is how crazy the world is. And I'm kind of glad you brought it up, because I didn't want to sound like a whiner or anything that I got kicked off. I was just like, really? And the post was up for Oh, an hour or two, but one of the guys that was friends with me on Facebook, Democratic, you know, whatever, Packer fan, said I shouldn't be calling Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend a name. Leave that for the Republicans. And I go, she is a Republican, man. Did you? And by the way, did you hear the comment she made about, you know, okay, so somebody put up a meme or whatever. This is Aaron Rodgers out in California. He's supposed to be in Green Bay, right? And of course, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. The guy kind of looked like him, right? I didn't see it, but apparently Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend did and decided to say, well, I know it wasn't Aaron because his feet are much bigger than that, and everybody knows about his hairy hands, wink, wink. And I'm like, what? And then she, like, belittles the guy driving his car to wherever he was going, saying, oh, Aaron would never be in a car like that. And all I said was, wow, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend is a skank. Oh, okay, yeah, it's insulting, right? Are you kidding me? I'm like, what? It's like one letter away from skunk. Skank to me means a really nasty person. And, you know, she brought the physical attributes of her boyfriend into the thing. I mean, come on, man, really? And she's like, you know, people are like, oh, she's a great actress. Well, she must be, because whatever she does on her show isn't what she is in real life, right? Which is a fresh breath of fresh air. I mean, all these John Voight films that I've seen where he's just this evil bastard is actually what he really is, right? So that's not acting, you know? That's not acting, but when you can fool enough people, really, so you're going to give her a pass. And here it is again, you know, this loyalty to people that are like dumber than hell at this point, right? Yeah, he's a great quarterback. Oh, he's a smart guy. I don't know. I could question that a little bit. When you're the host of Jeopardy, you have all the answers. But apparently when you don't study science, you don't get vaccinated. So enough of that clown.
Well, knowing,
I mean, why did I get kicked off for that?
That's weird. But I'll just say this. Knowing the answer to a number of questions doesn't always make you smart. Doesn't necessarily make you smart. But I've had people say way worse things to me on Facebook than that.
Right.
And they weren't kicked off.
I mean, I'm calling people F and D bags, this and that. But, you know, here's what it was. Now, and I get it. Somebody said, well, that's kind of like shaming, you know. And I get it. You're right. That's the way some people take it. That's not the way I meant it. And it doesn't matter if I appeal it or not. It's a done deal. Yeah. Well, hey, look, we got Paul Nelson waiting on there, right?
He's ready. He wants to talk about what's going on, man.
Wisco Paul, what do you think about the trials, man? Let the kid go, right? Let him go, poor kid.
I don't know what's going to happen down there.
I do. They're going to let him go. Or it's going to be a mistrial, and then maybe they'll do it with the prejudice. Maybe they won't. But this is a nonsense. It's a no-brainer. The day that he did it.
I don't know what's going to happen, to be quite honest with you, Michael. I just don't know.
I mean, the guy's telling bad jokes about Chinese food and barges out there. Hey, Judge, did you know why there's barges out there? You right-wing lunatic, because we don't make any of our own stuff anymore. Clown. Let's play. Oh, don't you get smart with me, buddy. Oh, man, we're going to have a rally down at his house. You want to come with?
I don't know. I'll think about that one, Michael. First of all, I want to thank you. You've always tried to help the people. 2011 is prime example. And right now, taking on Voss, which is totally cool.
He's a clown.
I want to skip right to our friend from Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Now, this guy could actually destroy the Democratic Party.
Already has, dude. I mean, it's a done deal. I mean, and here's the thing, Paul. So, you know, everybody always wants to talk about, well, this is going to cost us in the next election. Well, of course it is, you know, because the legislators that are owned by corporations are the right-wingers, you know, in the entire Republican Party. You know, they control everything. And, yeah, that's the way it's intended to be. You know, this totally has to be smashed in order to bring us back to a great America for the first time. Because come on, man, that's why they don't want critical race theory. That's why they don't want people to be aware of the truth and who's behind all the damage.
Have you ever been to West Virginia, Michael?
No. We can go there too, though. I got friends there that have protested him in D.C. and in West Virginia.
Well, it's a pretty state, but it's
it used
poor,
to be,
you know. And I don't understand Senator Joe there. I don't get it. You think he'd want to help out his people, but at any rate, the other thing
he did help his people. Hey, Paul, he helped his people. His daughter's a lobbyist in the crooked pharma industry. His son's, you know, work in the coal factory, and his wife's in a co-chair for the public education there, and making sure that her daughter's EpiPen medicine is at every location. See what I mean? He took care of people.
Michael, is there any chance we're going to get anything out of the soft infrastructure or voting rights, maybe anything? Or
no.
It's just,
no.
Oh boy.
No, I mean, I've been saying it all along,
that's
right?
Depressing.
I mean, hey, look, every day it gets worse. I've told people that since 11 and 12. You know, here's what's happening. Look, I think we're going to lose in 2016. Well, guess what? Of course we're going to lose in 2022 and 2024 when you have corporate media smoothing it over for all these clowns. Well, look, billionaires are building stuff in the sky for a reason, man. They're leaving here. We'll just, the lowlifes like us will be down here. Whichever ones survive, we'll be left here to, like, supply them whatever energy they need, get them food, water and oxygen transported up there for them. You watch.
Well, at any rate, Michael, you keep up the good fight. I mean, that's all you can do, okay? That's all he can do.
I'm pissed, man. But I have been, but I got it under control because I already know this is coming. And each day, there's something else will come and something else will happen. Look, my son took his family to Colombia, man. They love it there. People are nice. You know, my mom says, well, the gangs and the murderers. From who? Where are we hearing that? I haven't heard anything for a while. And guess what? If it's coming from this corporate news media or from politicians in America, then it's probably BS, right? He seems to like it. Of course, he's not white, you know.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, I'm going to let you go here.
All right, man.
Keep good work. Love your show. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Paul. We'll be back in, I guess, going to break now. Sure, why not? Listen, Brothers Johnson. About time to do some stomping.